Arts-focused events are ramping back up in the Lyons area and the community is invited to join in. The Lyons Arts and Humanities Commission's next art show will reflect a local artist's development through her decades-long career. The Lyons Regional Library Art Show, perpetually creative, will tell Anita Miller's story with descriptive placards posted beneath her 2D and 3D pieces, thanks to the combined efforts of library director Kara Bauman and official installer Jacob Lewenberg. Miller created the giant bear with boy sculpture in front of the Lyons Regional Library as well as the bronze Bell of Renewal sculpture near Lyons Bone Park Bridge. She's also the mastermind behind the nationally touring Eyes of Freedom exhibit, known for its delivery of PTSD and veteran suicide awareness messages. That exhibit is scheduled for an early June stopover at the Lyons Regional Library. Perpetually Creative will be on display at the Lyons Regional Library through early July. Daniel Strawn's solo show is next on the Lyons Regional Library Art Show's docket, followed by a group show featuring creations by Lyons Arts and Humanities Commission board members, past and present, from October through January. Also on the horizon is the newest Town Hall Art Show themed, Joy Where Do You Find It? Artists of all ages in the Lyons area are encouraged to deliver to Town Hall up to 5 pieces of ready-to-wall hang creative responses to the theme, including paintings, photography, poetry, prose, fabric and collages, ceramics and more from 5 to 7 p.m. April 1. Works from the current Town Hall Art Show, free for all, whatever floats your particular boat, are also to be picked up at this time. The next tandem opening reception for both of these art shows will be 5:30 to 7 p.m. April 6 at the Lyons Regional Library. These openings are free quarterly public events that showcase local music, culinary delights and arts. Attendees are encouraged to stroll between the library and town hall to view the freshly installed art exhibits at each venue. Musician Enyan Pelta Tiller of Tarka will start playing around 5:20 p.m. A break for welcoming statements and introductions is slated for around 5:45 p.m. Offerings from Moxie Mercantile, as well as wine and beer, will be on hand. Donations to the Lyons Arts and Humanities Commission will be accepted to help perpetuate the growing array of arts ongoings around town. All art on display, unless otherwise noted, is for sale and, how to purchase, information will be on hand at the event, as well as at the library's main checkout and town hall's front reception desk. If anyone knows of area artists who'd like to be considered as a solo artist or as part of a small group show in an upcoming Lyons Regional Library art show, can contact coordinator Crystal Dekester at 401-301-1212 or via crystaldekester@gmail.com. Folks with questions, needing guidance in preparing work for these shows, or offering suggestions or ideas for themes, culinary purveyors, musicians or any other input can also contact Dekester.